You are still listening to Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, and it's Property Tuesday. Tonight we talk about whether it's ideal to fix your home loan interest rate ahead of credit at F&B Home Loans. Tommy Nell joins us for this discussion. Good evening, Tommy.
Good evening, Jimmy.
First, tell us what it actually means to fix one's home loan interest rate.
Okay, so in the very basic essence, home loans are normally linked to the prime rate of interest, which means that if the governor of the Reserve Bank increases the repo rate, the interest rate on your home loan would increase commensurately in the same proportion. Likewise, if the rate gets reduced. So that's what we call a variable rate. What we mean by a fixed rate is if you get awarded, let's say, an interest rate of 10.5%, irrespective of what the governor does at MPC Day, your interest rate stays at 10.5% for however long, you know, you opted for that fixed rate to remain in place.
Now, is this an ideal thing to do?
So, look, it's one of those very tough questions to answer, because what we often find is that consumers try and call the rate cycle, you know, so often at times when, you know, economists predict interest rate decreases, you can't give fixed rates away. No one wants it. And then, you know, no one applies for it. And likewise, at times where quite a bit of panic sets in and there's a few high inflation numbers, then everyone wants to apply for fixed rates. And, you know, it doesn't really work like that, because the markets price these things instantaneously. So if the inflation gets released a lot higher than what it was, let's say, in previous years, and let's say maybe it's above the inflation target, the interest rate mechanisms that the banks use to fund, you know, resets immediately. So if a high inflation number comes out the very next day, if you had to apply for a fixed rate, the fixed rate would already been a lot higher than what it was before. Mm. And I think the trick is really that one shouldn't try and beat the rate cycle. You know, there's people actively trading these instruments on a day-to-day basis, near perfect information, and it resets quite quickly. I think one should take more of a view of your own personal financial situation and really understand at what level of interest rate increase or prime rate does my financial affairs really start to get, you know, troublesome, where I can't necessarily pay my bills in full every month. And then often if one understands that, then you can make a decision to take up all of a sudden politically, maybe something adverse happens, the rand blows out, and all of a sudden we're back into a rate hiking cycle, then you've protected yourself. But what we often find is that consumers take up a fixed rate and then they beat themselves up if they didn't get the call right. And I think that's the thing that we advocate, you know, trying to almost move past, and not to beat yourself up. If you're making that decision, you're locking in your installment, you're buying yourself that peace of mind. You know, not everyone, you know, can call the interest rate cycle. In fact, few can. But if you've made that good financial savvy decision to protect yourself, you know, I think it's a good thing, and one shouldn't beat yourself up if you perhaps get it wrong.
Right. Talk to us then in detail about the circumstances that should be justifiable for one to do this. What is it that you are supposed to know, and what is it that you are supposed to know about what you want to achieve and what you don't want to achieve before taking this decision?
Yeah, so I would say it comes down to doing a household budget. So when I do my own budget, I kind of calculate my financial budget, you know, my monthly budget at different levels of interest rates. And that would for me be the starting off point, where you almost just understand, you know, let's say your current loan's interest rate is 10.5%. There's all sorts of nice tools on all the bank's websites, you know, so go into the mortgage repayment calculator. Take your current, you know, your initial loan amount, put in your term of 240 months, say, and your interest rate, and calculate what your repayment is. It should more or less then tie back to your home loans account statement, and then put a few different interest rates in. So let's say your rate is currently 10.5%. See what your installment would be at 11.5%, at 12.5%, at 13.5%, and then you can kind of get a sense of where your monthly budget kind of breaks down. And then I would say go to your bank and ask them, you know, what is the fixed rate on offer? So currently at F&B, for 2 years, you can basically fix your interest rate for 2 years at more or less the current level of your variable interest rate, which we think is, you know, if your current interest rate is 10.5%, you can basically fix at 10.5% for the next 2 years. Now, there is some talk of rates, you know, potential prime rate decreases, but the opinions are very divided. And it's far from a certainty. And with the political uncertainty towards the end of the year, things can change quite quickly. So we think that's quite an attractive option. But it really comes down to, I think, understanding your personal financial position. If you could afford to stomach a couple of percentage points of interest rate increases, then maybe a fixed rate is not a thing for you. Mm. But if, you know, if rates were to increase by 0.5% or 1%, and you wouldn't be able to pay your bills, it might not be the worst idea, you know, to kind of take up an option of fixing your rate for the next 2 years at your current variable rate. We think that's quite an attractive offer.
In your view, is there enough education around this matter?
To me, I think, unfortunately, however much one tries to do, I think the answer to that, unfortunately, will be always be no. So I think that's why good shows like yourself that really, you know, is there to educate the public and inform them of these things to make the best decisions about their budget is really just something that, I mean, I can never advocate more. And I do that. I mean, I listen to all the podcasts available because there's so much good advice out there. So as F&B, we're trying to do as much as we can and more all the time. You know, put this information on our websites, on our blogs, on Facebook, and, you know, all of the mechanisms we can. But I think as an industry, we must always take up that challenge to do even more and reach even more people all the time.
That said, Tommy, is this a decision that needs to be taken once consultation has been sought, especially with a financial advisor?
To me, I think, look, to be honest, I mean, I think if financial advisors were really financial advisors, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but typically, I think if you had to go to a financial advisor or a broker or whatever you want to call it and ask them for interest rate advice, you know, let's be honest, they don't get paid for giving you advice on your mortgage interest rate. So, I mean, it's something I would expect of them. But more often than not, the reward for them is selling you a policy of some sort, which is in itself a problem.
Right.
But I think good financial advisors that really have their customers' best interests at heart should be giving them advice on these things. But you know, it's also not necessary. I don't think it's something that you need a very big, you know, degree in finance on. I think a bit of basic understanding of your budget and using the tools, like I said, on the repayment calculator to just almost stress test your budget a little bit. I don't think you need, you know, to be a really well-educated financial person to kind of get, you know, to make these decisions. But of course, it would be a good thing if financial advisors were prepared to help their client based on these things.
Now, we know that buying a home is quite an emotional decision, and at times you find that people may act with speed and with so much excitement. How would you advise our listeners in this regard in making this particular decision that forms part of tonight's topic?
Sure. To me, look, one can always try and take the moral high ground and, you know, put on your preacher's hat and preach. But, you know, if you get caught up in the awesome experience of owning your own property and almost seeing your, you know, putting up your feet and drinking that first cup of coffee with the Omar Rusk and whatever, you know, it's just such a rewarding experience. And let's be honest also, you know, if you've got husband and wife and, you know, wife falls in love with the place and exercises pressure on husband, you know, we all know how that movie goes. It is a difficult thing. But I think really my advice would be, get a pre-approval from your bank. At least then you understand what you qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
F&B offers the NAV Home website that really gives consumers the ability to do proper research, get a pre-approval, go to that property really knowing the area, having done your research, getting a pre-approval. Then there's little that can go wrong from there. You know, you're not going to lose your heart. If you know you can only qualify for a loan of R1 million, you know, then don't let the estate agent take you to that property of 1.4 million and 1.5 million.
Right.
Because you will lose your heart and you will make a decision, try and apply for that loan, end up maybe even getting declined by your bank, you know, mad at your bank, that old drama. So I think it's a good thing. Start the whole thing off with really good research, understanding what properties trade for in the area, understanding what similar properties to the one that you might be interested in is maybe going for. And then I think very importantly, go and get that pre-approval. Also just takes the stress out of knowing whether you will qualify for a loan or not. And then with that pre-approval, don't stretch yourself in. If that's the amount that you can borrow, go and only look for properties for that amount. And just puts all of that other temptation and things kind of out of the picture.
Great advice. Thank you so much for your input. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Head of Credit at F&B Home Loans, Tommy Nell, speaking to us about whether it's ideal to fix one's home loan interest rate right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM for Property Tuesday.